KF Mobile.
KN4 TFW. Running a minute or two late.
So I got down the road and then realized I didn't have my wallet and had to go all the way back home.
Any there to remind you?
Since it wasn't in the normal spot, I didn't see it.
Somebody must have moved it out of its normal spot.
Me? I don't know what I was doing online, but I had to have my wallet for some reason. I left it on the computer table, so it wasn't where it was supposed to be.
When somebody moves it on you and it ends up being you.
So how was your weekend?
In the yard all day, and had got my other raised garden up and running. And that, so I had to get a bunch of, mulch and topsoil and everything for it.
Fire ants in my little garden. I don't know what I want to put on them to kill them. I might try 7-Dust, but I don't really want to put fire ant killer.
I went and dumped the old bag of peat moss, and it was full of fire ants, so I just kind of spread it out in a little pile over the corner of the yard. And it must have moved from it into a leaf pile, and I was putting the leaves in a bucket, throwing them in my raised garden bed. About 5 of them got me on my hand. So I'm going to spread some stuff out tonight when I get home, because it's supposed to rain tomorrow.
Truck will get washed.
How about try me one more time?
Get washed now.
Needs a bath bad.
Bath maybe once or twice a year.
Same for mine.
I'm gonna leave yesterday. I was bored out of my mind.
What can I do, huh?
Start doing it, and then I'm just, I don't know. It's just, you get so used to stuff. It's just great. Times, but I never did. I ended up being watching TV most of the day.
Aside most of the day. Have you ever had, you guys eat beets?
No.
Had some in the oven? Man, they were really good.
I have beets.
Yeah, olive oil on them and some rosemary and garlic and that. Man, they were really good. I know it's the first time me and Susan have had them together, and that's been 20-something years.
For something, what makes you pick them up after 20 years?
Stuff to grow in the garden that was, quick and easy and stuff, and we just decided to try them. They're supposed to be really good for you. And so you can actually eat the whole thing. You can eat the leaves and the stems and everything.
I gotta get, might be something I try to knock out this week is get my garden ready.
Take time. And all that rain should make the ground soft.
Yeah, might have to try to plant it out. At least get it cleaned up. I don't know if we're quite there yet. I got up this morning and my weather station said it was like 34 outside.
38 at the house. It's saying 42 right now. I'm almost to Lyman.
39, but I don't know if it's just a weather station being 12 foot off the ground or what, but it was definitely reading about 34, 35 degrees.
Last cold night for about a week, I think it's done, then it's only supposed to be in the 50s the next 5 to 7 days, I think.
I need to get my, I can't even think of what I bought. I remember if it was blackberries. I think it was blackberries. I bought one of those plants at Lowe's. I've been hanging on to it for about a week or two now. I'm just ready to get it in the ground.
Over to the back of my house, you could have just dug them all up.
Yeah.
Cut down the 2 big trees in my backyard or get somebody to give me an estimate to cut them down. And that's the one that I got my antenna in, so I'm going to be trying to come up with an idea for another HF antenna.
Work, it might be worth trying a vertical.
Better for DX?
I can't confirm it, but I've heard it just because it's got a different takeoff angle, but the downside is the vertical seems to pick up more noise.
For HKX. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Patrick. KN4 GFW. On your trees. I need to get them cut down, get a little bit more sunlight in the backyard. They're just huge, and I mean they can both reach the house if something happened. And the one's probably 4 foot at the base. Three. I guess depend on what they're going to charge to cut it down.
Deciding factor for me.
The antenna that I have, I don't have mine in a tree. I'm using a center fed dipole made by Chameleon.
A wire, or is it like the radials are hard?
It's just wire.
It's a wire, but it's like 107 feet long on each side.
120 feet long on each side.
Right up, the coax hits right up to the center, or does it come down with like a ladder line?
It hooks up right in the center to the, there's a little box in the center, it's got the ballon in it and all that.
I don't have anything to really get it up in the air. You know, what I did is I got a little cord runs from the top of the house to way up in the top of the tree, and then I just lower it down and hook the antenna to it and pull it up. And that, so just kind of suspended in the air.
That's the way mine is. Mine's on the peak of the house on the porch. It comes out, and then the wires just run out of with the pitch of the roof on the house and come out and run on out into the woods. But I don't, that near end, you're about 3 foot off the ground, 3-4 foot off the ground.
Trees, Ken?
The biggest trees in the whole neighborhood. And then nobody else has any trees of any size.
Give me a mast up to hold one side of it.
You know, on Facebook, a bunch of POTUS stations, and they, you know, they got a big long wire, and they got some kind of big pole they just hook onto the bumper of their car, and that. But I don't know what kind of pole they're using.
An extendable painter's pole. I've got one.
30 feet long.
Yes, sir. I've got one.
Different kinds of configurations you can use, like. What, an inverted AO or whatever it is, where you can run your, you can do like an M-fed half wave, run it up a pole, and then out at an angle into the yard somewhere to a fence post or something. I think that might get you your length as well.
Inverted V, so, and I can put it in an inverted L also.
Inverted V right now.
One thing I'll say, I mean, the M-fed halfway, I love it. I mean, it's only got the one leg coming off of it, but when I bought it from Palomar, whatever it is, they said you need so much coax because it basically acts as one of the legs, or counterpoise, I guess. Or you can run one out in the yard, which is not a problem either way, but the M-fed halfway is a little bit easier to run because you only have one leg you really got to worry about. Ballon, and then it runs, the copper cable runs up to the insulator and then out to a tree. But I mean, you could have it running at a slope.
God, you know, the way I understand it, the ladder line is, you know, part of the antenna also, so you kind of got to keep it from, you know, touching anything. I wonder if it laid on the roof, it'd be okay.
Sounds okay as long as it doesn't come close to metal. I don't think it's quite as, I think it's more susceptible to being there metal than like coax is. I get you a flagpole vertical.
With some kind of vertical, maybe.
Buy you one of those, Tar Heel antennas that just tunes right up to whatever you want.
A moving the little alligator clip to get the band you want?
Motorized, you just tell it to go here.
The control box for
450, I'm pretty sure that will power and run the ATOS 120 that Yaesu makes.
Worth looking into.
If you do decide to put up a vertical, you won't be able to talk much local. I mean, you could, but it's not going to be great. Y'all this weekend?
I ain't even fixed my coax. And that, since I was thinking about taking the trees down, it didn't seem like it was worthwhile to fix it yet.
Down all day Saturday helping move that radio equipment.
Equipment if it took a bunch of people.
Build up a 26-foot box truck.
I mean, because I caught the tail end when I think Chad was talking on the Caesar's Head, but... you know, I'm slack. I don't always do the Monday night meeting.
Tonky, and he was 100 and a half years old. So he had stuff from all decades back. I mean, TV signal generators, power supplies, homemade power supplies, dummy loads. I mean, you name it. Parts and pieces for radios, dishes, coax, antennas, I mean, you name it, it was there.
Are they going to sell it to get back to the widow or his family?
He donated all of it to the radio, the Greenville Club, or Briar Club, and they're going to go through it and then sell it out to the club first and then out to the general public.
Same time. Man, I hope I make it that long.
Sometimes I hope, and I do, and then other times when I look at this world, I don't know if I want to live that long.
Long just so I can plague my kids.
Home somewhere.
Yeah, but if you act up at the home, then they call you kids and make you move you.
Is that what you're looking for? Might jump up for the other repeater. I'm getting into the black hole.
Hi there, KN4 TFW clear.
CEF and I'll be clear.
KO4 HX clear.
4 WWZ mobile.